Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on demand. Send us your opinions now. We won't victimize you unless you really deserve it. Now, back to your host, Rod Peterson.
Welcome back to the Rod Peterson Show. Or if you're just joining us, welcome. We're setting sail on hour two. The ship is leaving the harbor of episode number 151. And while episode 150 yesterday with Randy Ambrosi, Scott Milanovic et al. Was pretty amazing, so too was today. If you missed hour one, Cody Fajardo was with us. You saw the real Cody Fajardo, which you generally do anyways, whether he's playing on the field or standing in front of a sea of microphones and cameras, but he said he's sitting in D.C., his wife's at school, Darren, didn't he say?
Yeah.
And he's,
Getting straight A's, by the way.
Said I'm lonely down here.
Yeah. So he loved hanging out for 20 minutes.
How could you be lonely in Washington these days? There's a lot of action going on.
It's not the place I'd want to be, given current world events.
Yeah.
One thing about where we are, it's pretty safe, I think.
I think just a quick update on that. Trump did speak. He said it looks like Iran is standing down.
Good.
He is going to call for more help from NATO to be in the region more. So one thing that would indicate to me that cooler heads have prevailed, the price of oil has plummeted today. So I think we are...
Not shocking.
Not great for producers here, but at the same time, it is nice to hear that maybe cooler heads are prevailing.
Well, just as we sit at Coffee Row is what we're doing here. Obviously, when we talk about having coffee, joining us for coffee, I think about the guys that are and girls that are having coffee. And what are they talking about?
Yeah.
And yeah, they're going to be talking about sports, but they're going to be talking about this. And I will just say, I don't like Trump either, like everybody. I don't like him either, but I'll tell you this. He's an ass kicker. Yeah. And when they said he's been in mission control for the last 48 hours, do you not believe that? And this whole country media is talking about Justin Trudeau's vacation beard.
That is the most ridiculous.
Trump kicks ass.
I cannot believe, and you know, I come from that background, the media background. Who gives a rat? Like, why is this keep popping up on my feed from news agencies?
That's I don't mind Joe Blow.
Yeah, exactly.
It happened here. I shaved this off for like 6 weeks or not even, and we were getting grief in the
Sure, but that's
comments.
From viewers. I'm okay with that if people want to talk about that.
But not the media.
News agencies?
Yeah.
Come on.
I'm going to carry over a topic from hour one into hour two, and that is meeting your heroes. And can you bring up the Norm Fong comment? Normie's watching. The Hall of Fame rider equipment guy watching. And I'll read that in a bit, and we'll get to our next guest. And Emery Wolf writes in, says, he's one of the camera guys here. He says, I'd like to know some opinions of jerseys. How do we feel about sports jerseys without names and numbers? Is putting your own name on a jersey a terrible idea? Hold the thought. So we'll get to Emery's comment on jerseys. Norm's on meeting your hero, because speaking of beer, the second most famous beard in Canada behind Trudeau's is Les Lazarek, the voice of the Saskatoon Blades from 92.9 The Bull, joins us from world headquarters there. Good morning, Lester. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, Rod, and thank you so much to get a chance to be on the air and to start 2020. It's great to talk with you and Dupes and Duke and all the rest of you guys. Happy New Year, and look forward to a great 2020.
I appreciate it, Les. And let me ask you this. You did color for a good period of time for Winnipeg Jets Radio back in the day. I would assume you've had an opportunity to meet a lot of your heroes. I don't know if you saw the topic. I mean, if you ever had the opportunity to meet your hero, who was it and did you do it?
The hero actually probably would have been, before I got into the media, Bobby Hull would have probably been it, because he was the original star of the Winnipeg Jets in the old World Hockey Association days. And I had a chance to meet up with Bobby Hull a few times while a fan growing up in Winnipeg. But after that, a lot of times it was the old hurry up and wait routine that you have as the media person waiting on post-game interviews. And most notably with Wayne Gretzky, whenever the Edmonton Oilers came to town to take on the Jets, Gretzky would always seem to hide in the shower area or in the trainer's room, and then finally make his appearance after 10, 15 minutes of people waiting around and the throng maybe thinning out a bit, although generally that didn't happen. People caught on pretty quickly that Gretzky was going to make you wait. And if you wanted to get a post-game comment from him, especially after he had a great game against Winnipeg, which always seemed to happen, then you had to wait for him. And so you learned that you had to wait on the great one. No two ways about it.
People are writing in already, Les, about tonight's Blades Red Deer Rebels game, and I will get to that in a minute. But first, I got to talk about your hometown Blue Bombers winning the Grey Cup, ending the 1990 curse. Pretty happy for the town. Were you? Were you over home over the holidays at all? Do you go back to Winnipeg at all?
No, not over Christmas. Last year, my sisters came west to Saskatoon, which was nice, but I haven't been back to Winnipeg for Christmas since. The Christmas before my dad passed away, which was great as it turned out. One last chance to see him while he was alive. But normally, the one year we tried to go back home and we ended up getting caught on the side of the highway on Highway 1 for 2-3 hours because of the blowing snow across the Trans-Canada. And I said to my wife, no way are we ever doing this again. And yep. We haven't. It's as simple as that. I'm just not going to do that. I could fly, I guess. I'm too cheap to do that at Christmas time, obviously. to answer that, though, it's great for the town. Wonderful. Wonderful for the town. My sisters are huge Bomber fans, and the one, of course, saw me wearing Ryder green at a Ryder home game last year and was so upset with me, saying, why don't you wear Blue Bomber gear? 30 years ago, you'd have never done this. And she's absolutely right. I would never have worn Ryder green. I'd have probably been poo-pooing the Riders back in those days. She says, you don't have any Blue Bomber stuff? And I said, no. So she went out, went to the Bomber store on the day of the parade in Winnipeg, bought me a championship T-shirt. And it just so happened that the Bomber store on that day, on that morning before the parade, all the Blue Bomber people were showing up at the stadium at IG Field before making their way downtown for the parade. So she's got pictures of herself with Chris Streveler, with Mike O'Shea, got Chris Streveler's autograph on my T-shirt. So I have a Chris Streveler autographed Winnipeg Blue Bomber Grey Cup Championship T-shirt from 2019. And I have worn it a couple of times just to appease my sister.
That's did it awesome. Smell like beer? Did yeah, it did smell it like booze?
Smell like whiskey?
Yeah, exactly.
Good for him. My last question, and then these guys got some for you, was Blades Rebels tonight at SaskTel Center. Tee up the game for us, if you don't mind, and its importance.
Well, it is important because the Red Deer Rebels certainly right now sit outside of a playoff spot in the Eastern Conference. They won last night in Prince Albert, 6-5 in overtime. The Raiders continue to struggle of recent. That's, what now, 9 losses in their last 10 games or something like that. And the Rebels, with 32 points in the standings, sit 7 back of the Blades. Brandon, having gotten hot here with 5 straight wins, have passed the Blades and left Saskatoon in the second wildcard playoff spot in the Eastern Conference. And that's the last playoff spot. So Red Deer's looking up and saying, that's the team in front of us in the standings. If we can get a victory here tonight and close the gap even more, even better for us. And from the Blades perspective, obviously a chance to not necessarily bury the Rebels, but this is the last head-to-head meeting between the two teams. The Blades have won 2 of the first 3, including last Friday winning in Red Deer in overtime by a score of 4-3. And for the Blades tonight, it'll be difficult because Nolan Meyer, their number one goaltender, is sidelined with a lower body injury. And Cohen McInnes, the 17-year-old rookie, will get the start between the pipes tonight for the Blades against the Red Deer Rebels.
Hey, Les, 2 days away from the trade deadline. Just a broad paintbrush. What do you expect to come through the league here in the next couple of days?
From what I'm gathering, talking to folks around the league, Duke, not a whole heck of a lot. The rules regarding trades are really hindering what people want to do, especially teams who are trying to get back assets. Teams like right. The Regina Pats, who did the massive all-in 2 years ago. Swift Current Broncos in the same sort of a vein. Moose Jaw Warriors to a lesser degree. Those teams that have tried to go all-in in the last 2-3 years are having a tough time recouping assets because you can't get 15 and 16-year-old signed players back in return plus 17-year-olds. Now, the original rule was, the wording was, is that they had to demand a trade in order to be dealt. Well, right. It's really not demanding. All they have to do is if a team comes to a player and says, hey, we've got you in a trade, you're 17 years old, would you mind, would you give us permission to complete this? If right. The player says, sure, you can trade him. If he just says no, too bad. The deal's done. So, but those rules are very restrictive on teams that are trying to recoup assets that have gone all in the past. And the league made those rules after the 2017-18 season because there were players, at least three that I know of, whose parents were not very happy with how teams went about trading them to other teams when they were very happy where they were. And as a result, you ended up with those rule changes put in by the Western Hockey League and supported by just enough general managers. There's enough general managers out there right now who aren't very happy with the way the rules are and would like to see them change. And I wouldn't be surprised if we see some changes, some modifications to those trade regulation rules at the annual meeting coming up in the spring.
Les, trying to, you know, help out some of our viewers in different cities because they all want to know what their team's going to do. But I'm just trying to think of who would be the big ones. Winnipeg, the Blades, clearly. Maybe Prince Albert if they're not done. But and Kelowna, who's setting to host the Memorial Cup. What do you see? Who do you see kind of being somebody who needs to make a move this week?
Needs to make a move? Kelowna needs to make a move. I think there's a lot of teams that need to make a move, but because of the trade regulations, they're afraid to do so because the prices being asked right now in a lot of these situations are prohibitive. You start trying to, or the asking price is somebody that's really good on your team. And before I go off and start naming names, I want to make sure that folks understand that I do this with, you know, some trepidation because I understand that there's kids out there and that they're teenagers and all the rest of that, and players hate to hear it, and their parents hate to hear it, but not everybody who pays $20 plus for a ticket going to a game is related to the player or is a friend of the player. There are people who pay that money to go to the games because that's their entertainment, that is their entertainment dollar, and they have the right to know what their team is doing. So, with that in mind, a Max Paddock in Regina, could he possibly be moved? Certainly the Pats would like to be able to get something happen here along the line and recoup some assets. But the asking price for Max Paddock is pretty high right now. Will it change today, tomorrow, Friday before the deadline? We'll see if anything happens with that. Braden Tracy and Moose Jaw, the asking price to get him is high because he's only 18. Yes, he is a signed player with the Anaheim Ducks, but he's probably going to be back as a 19-year-old, so that's a year and a half type of a player, not a rental for only the rest of this season. As a result, the asking price is huge on a Braden Tracy. Who needs to make a deal? Kelowna, absolutely. But they also have a bunch of 20-year-olds right now, and they got to figure out which way they're going to go once they all come back from being hurt. And I think they could use a goaltender myself, but we'll see whether or not Kelowna ends up making any deals before Friday or not. Winnipeg, I think they're done. I think Saskatoon would like to do something, but again, the asking prices are prohibitive. They're not going to trade away Regina's pick, the first-round pick this year in the Bantam draft, the one they acquired in the Cameron Hebig trade from 2 years ago. That's just not going to happen. Colin Priestner is not going to trade that pick. He's not going to trade Tristan Robbins, which is the player everybody asks about. He's their leading scorer, and he's only 18 years old, just turned 18. So he's not going anywhere. So, you know, the asking prices have to come down if you're going to see movement. I did some research here this morning, guys, so excuse me whilst I start looking at a piece of paper and reading. There have only been 12 trades so far since the end of the Christmas break and through the end of yesterday. Last year, there were 16 deals in that same situation from the end of the Christmas break through the end of the 7th of January. And there were 14 more deals on the 8th, 9th, and 10th total. It was the year before that where it went really crazy. And I don't think we're going to see this year. There were 16 trades between the 27th and the 7th of January and 28 deals between the 8th and the 10th when the deadline happened. It's not going to be that way, I'm pretty certain, this time around.
Lester, that's awesome. There is a man in the know right there.
Oh, yeah.
It's game day for you, so we'll let you do your thing. Thanks for the time, buddy, and we'll be bumping into you in a rink soon.
Not a problem. I you see, I did dress up for the occasion in order to come on this program.
I'm underdressed. Thank you, Les.
No, you look great. I want that. That looks great. I want one of those gear ups.
Gotcha. Thank you, Les. Good luck tonight.
Okay, guys. Thank you.
Les Lazarek, the voice of the Saskatoon Plains. And I'll tell you this, with all the traveling that I do, I'm quite often tuned into 92.9 The Bull going through Saskatoon and catch a Blades game. He's been doing it for 24 years?
Something like that. 25
years?
A long time.
Every game's like his first.
I know.
He's so excited. He's like Elton John when I saw him at the Brand Center. He produced, sang Crocodile Rock. Like it was the first time he'd ever sang it.
Yeah.
Les is the Elton John of the Western Hockey League, I guess is what I'm getting at.
And is it three seasons ago or two? I organized something and we got him to sing the national anthem.
Oh, yeah. Didn't you sing with him?
I did not sing with him. I do not sing.
It was a bet, right?
At all.
Didn't he lose a bet?
Raise some money for the Red Cross. And
okay.
Yeah.
Hasn't he shaved his head before or something, too?
Oh, yeah.
He's dyed the
He said,
the
if
yellow.
You guys make the playoffs, I'll shave my head.
They were in last
Wasn't that
place.
What it was?
They were in last place, and it's like, if you win the division, I'll shave it. And sure enough, they climbed up. That was it the Memorial Cup year or the year before? Sure enough, he shaved it.
Checking the Prairie Mobile text line just before we break. And I'm not sure who this is. I think it's Metal Shingle Guy. You guys got to sign your names at the bottom. 306-840-8777, Prairie Mobile, 840-8777, writes in and says, sitting in an ice shack at Sask Landing, listening to you today. Ooh, it would be chilly out there.
I wouldn't want to open the door in an ice shack today.
My brother-in-law went ice fishing in Quebec over the Christmas holidays. He said, never again.
What, going to Quebec? Or
no, the ice shack.
I've never been ice fishing.
No, me neither. Sounds cold.
Oh, the not San Diego any. Chicken. You can't see it. Maybe you can. This is from Waz in Saskatoon. You know Kenny Wasden.
Yeah.
He writes in, Roddy became friends with the San Diego Chicken when he came to Saskatoon. He told me to bring Taylor down after the game. LOL. Waz. Just random text time from Waz.
Was that his hero? Is that?
Oh,
is he chiming
I gotcha.
In on the
That's
hero
his
talk?
Hero is the San Diego Chicken.
Okay,
I get it. My hero is Nashville Chicken.
The hot chicken.
Nashville Ooh. Hot chicken.
Oh.
You haven't lived until you've had hot chicken in Nashville.
Yeah. Is that good or what?
I just before we break, I'm not that bright. I admit it. Takes a while to get through.
Sure.
The thick melon. We were in Nashville 7 days. It wasn't until the sixth day that we went to go try this. What's this hot chicken they keep talking about in Nashville? Oh, my God. I fell to my knees.
And
Hattie B's hot chicken.
Yeah, Hattie B's hot chicken. And we stood in line. It was before the game.
So good.
We stood in line because it was packed. And I remember you and Cindy, and we were going to leave. We almost didn't stay.
Nope.
We don't know if we got enough time, but the line moves really quick. You get in there.
It's down to a science.
Oh, yeah. Is it like a soup Nazi or what?
So
is it just like a little
very good. Similar to that.
Yeah.
But you can sit down in there. Imagine KFC with Frank's Buffalo hot sauce on it.
Have you ever had Louisiana?
Would that be fair? A coated breaded chicken,
but it's
with hot sauce.
Have you had Popeyes here?
It's not the same.
Not the same.
It's close. It's the close. Popeyes Louisiana chicken is the hottest. There's the closest thing you'll find to Nashville hot chicken, but you got to go to Nashville for the real hot chicken.
Okay.
We will take a timeout. We'll be back. It's the Rod Peterson Show, episode 151. Canada's only mid-morning sports talk show is right here on Facebook Live and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
2020 has officially arrived. It's time to trade and upgrade at Capital GMC. We're ready to pay top dollar for your vehicle, and you deserve an upgrade. Our new inventory has just arrived, and we already want it gone. Costco special member pricing is back. That means massive discounts for Costco members, plus members get a $500 Costco cash card with purchase of select new vehicles. Happening for a limited time at Saskatchewan's largest GM dealer, Capital GMC in Regina.
Celebrate the 5th anniversary with friends, family, everyone you know. Plan your next group experience with your Saskatchewan Rush. Group benefits include block seating, ticket discounts, and a dedicated fan experience coordinator. For more, visit saskrush.com/groupnightout.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
Cheers to the 16 guys who never back down. And to the smooth, refreshing beer with a real beer taste. Original 16. Underdogs since 1989.
If you're looking for radio that's got a great message, well, we've got it. LTD Radio plays the best of the 60s to the 90s, all with amazing stories about people right from your community. You can listen live right now at ltdradio.com, iTunes, Streama, and TuneIn. LTD Radio, music to build a better day.
Did you know you can catch all the best moments from the show on all our social media platforms? Now, back to the studio with Rod.
Welcome back, everybody. Wednesday morning, January the 8th, Elvis's birthday. Favorite Elvis song?
Oh, Suspicious Minds, probably.
That's not bad.
Give me a minute.
You got to think about it? I like Jailhouse
Rock. Ghetto. Yeah. In the ghetto.
Okay.
In the ghetto.
Young Elvis or Fat Elvis?
Oh, Vegas Elvis. 100%. Come on.
Are you going to go have a peanut butter, fried peanut butter
a pickle?
Banana sandwich?
Was it peanut butter? Yeah. Bananas? Yeah. No. No.
Elvis's birthday.
I had a friend who was just down at Graceland. She said it was interesting.
What would Elvis be, everybody? I think he would be 83 today.
Was he born at 35?
I thought he was the same age as my dad.
I thought he was born at 35. I'll look that up.
Could somebody get on that?
I'll look that up.
We'll get to the those comments that I said we were going to get to in a minute. Sports update on this Wednesday morning. Calgary has won three in a row after Elias Lindholm scored twice in the Flames' 2-1 victory over the Blackhawks in Chicago. Lindholm reached 300 points in his 500th NHL game with his two goals. The Canucks win streak's done at seven games after a 9-2 loss against the host Lightning. Alex Ovechkin and TJ Oshie both scored twice as the Capitals beat the Sens 6-1 in Washington. Ovechkin now has 684 career goals. That ties in with Teemu Selänne for 11th all-time. Sens have lost five in a row. And Franz Nielsen scored twice as the Red Wings beat the Canadiens 4-3 in Detroit. After beating the Philadelphia Flyers 5-4 in overtime, the Carolina Hurricanes announced a big addition to their roster. The team announced 18-year veteran Justin Williams has signed a contract for the remainder of the season. Moose Jaw Warriors general manager Alan Miller has announced the acquisition of 18-year-old goalie Boston Billis from the Prince Albert Raiders in exchange for a fifth-round pick in 2020 and a seventh-round pick in 2021. Lots of dub action tonight across the land. We'll be talking about that a little later on in Sports on Tap. Portland Trailblazers had lost six of seven games before going into Scotiabank Arena and knocking off the defending NBA champs. Carmelo Anthony capped his 28-point performance by nailing the tie-breaking basket with 4 seconds to go in the Blazers' 101-99 win over Toronto. Kyle Lowry led the Raptors with 24 points.
Boy, I watched part of that game. They had a bunch of nobody's playing.
Well, everybody's like, hurt.
They're dinged up. Yeah. They're dinged up.
This sports update for Seat Giant. Stop paying U.S. dollars for sporting events and concerts. We have all major sporting events and concert tickets in Canadian dollars. Enter promo code RPSHOW and get discounts for RPSHOW fans. Visit SeatGiant.ca. And also for Wendell Clark's Classic Bar and Grill in Saskatoon, corner of Idlewild and Circle Drive, it's Wendell Wednesday.
Hey.
The Wendell Burger is on sale today. Real nice, Clark.
Elvis would have been 85.
Burgers. Today. It's a burger. It's bacon. It's onion rings. It's a thing of beauty.
The onion rings are on the burger?
Yeah.
Oof.
At Wendell, stop in there before the game or after.
Just comes in a shade under 300 calories.
It's one of those things when
right.
The second I bought into it, I knew that it was a winner.
Yeah.
When I had it for the first time a couple weeks ago. So, a couple of topics that somehow fell upon us today. Meeting your heroes. Have you met your hero? How did it go? Or did you have the chance to meet your hero and chicken out, like me and Wayner? Norm Fong writes in. You guys know Normie?
Yes.
Says, I was sitting in the Ottawa airport waiting to catch a flight back to Regina and noticed a gentleman sitting across from me that looked like someone I should know. It turned out to be Gordie Howe, who noticed I was wearing a Regina Rams jacket, and he asked if I played for the Rams. I was so glad he started a conversation, so I was able to ask for his autograph. What a nice gentleman. Oh, the great Gordon Howe. They don't make them better. They don't. And then Emery on the jerseys. Thanks, guys, for this. Clark's really crushing him out of the park lately. Have you noticed?
Yeah.
Shout out to Clark, producer Clark.
Contract.
He can take it off the screen, though.
It's a contract.
Is it contract time?
Off the main
Is it
screen?
Contract month?
I'd like to know some opinions of jerseys. How do we feel about sports jerseys without names and numbers? Is putting your own name on a jersey a terrible idea? How does the team affect those opinions? For example, is the Team Canada jersey okay with no name or your own? While I'm on Team Canada, is red the only option? Are the black jerseys okay?
Oh.
I saw you going off on Twitter about the black jerseys. Didn't they win the whole damn thing in black the other day?
Yeah.
So you're saying Canada's red and white, period. Just stop before you freak out. Here's what I say. Whatever the hell you want. Wear whatever you want. The Riders gave me, remember those green, those lime green jerseys a number of years ago, 2012? With the wheat sheaf on it. The Riders presented me one.
Yes.
Peterson across the back, number 7. And I got mocked by the players for having my own name on the back. And I'm like, well, A, the team gave it to me, so stuff it. B, wear whatever you want. I will say this. If you want to put, now it looks like Cody Fajardo is going to be here for a while, but if you're going to put Moncrief or some of these guys that are leaving, go with retro.
Yeah.
Fairholme's my favorite.
Yeah.
You're never going to go wrong with retro, but I say put on whatever you want.
I've done that in a number of occasions. When you go to a football game somewhere, you want to be part of the thing. I bought I think it's Max Strong, the fullback from Seattle. Like, he's always going to be there. The guy retired 20 years ago. I mean, as a fan, that's do whatever you want. I'm not a big fan of the jerseys with no numbers on them, even as a fan. Like, I want something, even if you do 98.5.
Jersey's okay.
Yeah.
Because you got the logo on the front.
Yeah.
So you don't have to worry about the back.
They seem naked, though.
Football jersey?
Yeah,
because it's only the shoulder with the logo, or maybe a tiny league logo right at the neck.
Yeah
you got to put something on a football jersey, a number. I don't know if I'm big on putting your own name
same
on
with
it.
Same with soccer. You can get away with no number on the back because it does have something on the front. Now, to the black uniforms. I understand one-offs. So when they were here, the World Juniors were here.
Greens.
And they were the greens. I hated them. I didn't like it. But I get a one-off. I get when the Riders wear the neon green things once, or the old Regina Riot jerseys, or what was the name of the rugby club? Remember when they wore the black and the red?
Okay. Fire. Prairie Fire.
But the old rugby club that the Regina Rough Riders, Saskatchewan Rough Riders came from. They wore those once. Bukowski was still playing back then.
The red and black ones?
Yeah. Yeah. That was an homage.
I don't remember the name of it.
Quarterback.
It was, anyways.
Oh, factoid this morning, folks. Before 1948, the Riders were red and black. Can you imagine?
I know.
Curses.
But
continue.
I understand the one-offs, but Team Canada wearing, like, all the time the black uniforms. It is a problem for me, and I get it. Maybe it doesn't bother some people. My personal opinion, I really don't like it. We are red and white. That's what we are. That's what we are as a nation. Can you imagine the Americans ever coming out in an all black uniforms?
No.
Like, they would go nuts. They're red, white, and blue. That's what you are. The Russians. Can you imagine the Swedes coming out? No.
And what?
Black. All black.
But at least there's some black in, like, the Hockey Canada is kind of red, white, and black. But this is one of the weird times that I agree with you actually on something like this, because it should be red and white. Canada's red and white. I want to see red more white. Red. But once in a while, and not just a one-off, but if it's a Canada third jersey and it's the black, then the red pops and it's a little intimidating. Maybe you pull it out for the gold medal game, or you pull it out a couple of times in the medal round.
Tradition states in the gold medal, you wear your traditional uniform.
But when black becomes the tradition, I don't like it. I think it's going to be red.
You won't see the NFL teams wearing those goofy Color Rush ones that they wear for Thursday nights for the Super Bowl. You wear it once. You wear it for the Thursday game.
That's why they call it a special occasion jersey. But let me say this.
But the blacks should be special occasion.
Interject
they should not
you two's little conversation here. When I was calling games for the Sportsnet Radio Network for the World Juniors, one thing I realized about Hockey Canada, it's the, at the time, 31st NHL franchise. Or you could call it the 32nd NHL franchise now. They run it like an NHL franchise in terms of ticketing, merchandise, marketing, the whole thing.
They just don't, they don't pay their players quite the same.
Marketing. They don't pay their players at all.
Oh.
But they were on the train before any of these pro teams were, with gouging at the ticket window.
Yes.
Long before NHL or NFL teams were. Hockey Canada was the culprit. If you recall, they almost killed their own tournament by overpricing it in Montreal and Toronto and Vancouver.
And part of my beef with the black uniforms is part, it's deeper rooted. It goes to the gouging. It goes to the greed of Hockey Canada when it comes to this tournament.
Sorry to say.
They just signed a new deal with TSN to go for the next 13 years, I think it is. I think it goes into like 2033 or something. And I understand a lot of good comes out of that and a lot of it trickles down. But it doesn't always necessarily trickle down. And I think back to a guy like Jordan Weal, who continually got the shaft from Hockey Canada because he didn't fit their mold. You know what? You're Hockey Canada. Every hockey player fits your mold. Whether it's my kid in the 3-4-5 Fun League or whether it's Hayden, the captain of Team Canada. Every kid should fit that mold. And that's where part of my
Rod's rant's been hijacked today by both Duke Meyers and Les Lazarek. No, I'm happy. It's too much for me to pull that wagon every day. I'm glad that you did. And Rod's rant for Bronco Plumbing and Heating, your factory authorized Bryant Furnace dealer. That might get some play across the country because you're right. Every kid that plays hockey should fit Canada's mold. I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
And Weal doesn't. And by the way, he's having the last laugh now.
Yes, he is. He's playing pretty good in Montreal. I had to laugh. That goal that the kid scored, he did a nice job. The game-winning goal. And he hadn't played and stuff like that. That goalie crapped the bed. As a goalie, Rod, all he had to do was just slightly poke check, and that puck never goes in the net. That goalie, he was backing up. His butt was in the third row. Kudos to I can't remember the kid's name.
Akil Thomas.
Yes. Kudos to him. I mean, he busted his ass, and he made a nice move once he got there. He should have never had a chance to play that puck.
That's what's fun about junior hockey.
That is.
Kids make mistakes.
You're perfectly right. Imperfect.
You're perfectly right. Imperfect. Are you giving that to me? Are we trademarking? Can you put that in the next Rodisms?
There you go. Rodisms. Perfectly.
It makes it more exciting. I will agree. Yes.
Back to football for a second. And I do appreciate the hockey chat for sure. But Shaky Pickett has written in on the Prairie Mobile text line. I think, who are these people? I think that's his real name. Shaky Pickett. He says, that tidbit from Justin Dunk yesterday is really interesting about the free agency offers. The offers from teams to players will have to be real methodical, eh? That's the most Canadian text of all time. Jeez. A? Ends it with an A? Prairie Mobile text, fire it to us anytime, 840-8777. Throw a 306 in front of it. On all that news that came out of yesterday's show, Duke, and it was a literal smorgasbord, wouldn't you say?
I mean, when you got the best insider in the league and the commissioner.
And the commissioner, you're going to get a lot of info.
Fills up.
You had a take on all of it. And frankly, I'm sitting here getting a brain cramp. And people were screenshotting the CBA from the Players Association website, putting it on Twitter and asking the players their take on it. And some of the player reps were confused.
Oh, I'm sure.
So I'm sitting here going, I don't feel that dumb then. If I'm not totally understanding what's going on here.
Mm-hmm. I as a person who was a fan, grew up a fan of the league, then became involved in the league, covering it and stuff like that, some of the rules are very complicated and don't lend themselves to do any favors when it comes to attracting new fans or even, you know, letting the enjoyment happen for some old fans. And one of the things that always bugged me was, you know, when your best American running back, Craig Ellis, why is Craig Ellis not on the field for every single snap when it... Well, then you learn about the ratio. Well, now, you know, we've started to complicate the ratio even more because now you have these three Americans that can be classed as Canadians, but they're not really. And when it comes to substituting, I just feel like, and I understand that they're trying to make the league better or give some of these guys some status. The Derek Dennis's, he was one guy that was talking about on Twitter. I do understand, like, if you've been in the league for 5 years, you should get kind of an exempt status, maybe or something like that. But it's just so complicated that the average fan, not even the average fan, some very dedicated fans who know a lot about the rules, you know, it becomes, well, why isn't that guy on the field? Or why are they subbing him for him? Or, you know, what's going on here? Or who really has what status? And what is national? And what is international? And what is Mexican player? And what is world player? And like, it's getting so complicated. I'm like, it's just a problem. I think it takes away from some of the enjoyment or could possibly take away
unless
from some of the enjoyment.
You don't need to follow those things. Now you
and
see why. Now you need to see why every NHL general manager has a law degree now. Mm-hmm. And next thing you know, it's going to be CFL GMs are going to need it to just get through all of this stuff. So I guess that's a lot of fans, the football diehards get into that. Joe Public does not. And we could sit here for 2 hours every day and talk about the minute details of the CBA that even the players and agents are confused
about.
Why
is Shaq Evans on the bench for this play?
Well, but they should know that.
But it could be a ratio thing. And this ratio is so complicated.
We got a break. They're telling me that we got a break, okay?
It's too much.
So hold the thought.
Okay.
But I will just say this. You could sit and talk hardcore nuts and bolts football for hours, and it would appease a certain percentage of the people.
And maybe
and the thing is, when you get into the blowouts with Bo Levi Mitchell and Brandon Banks like we do on the show or somebody, that appeals to a much broader audience. Sorry to say, that gets more people's attention than the minute details of the CBA.
So I'm getting too geeky?
No, you're not. There's a audience for that.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure.
You think it's a small percentage?
I think it's a small audience.
Fair enough.
Oh, and by the way, Robbie Crone, your former co-worker, is watching this morning at Global Television, and he says that you're both wrong. The Blacks were awesome. And I tend to agree. And our social media advisor, Tyler Daku, writes in. He says, according to an annual report, marketing accounts for 23.8% of Hockey Canada's funding. Guess Nike can make the jerseys whatever color they damn well please.
Yeah.
And I agree.
I see Aaron here. And Aaron's right. I have seen the NHL All-Star sweaters, and they're not good.
Actually, we're going to have to talk about that tomorrow. Todd Pinckney, the former Rams kicker, has texted me asking our thoughts on the NHL All-Star jerseys. Did they just come out today?
They just came out in the last little bit here, yeah.
Clark, do you...
That's a tomorrow topic for sure.
Tomorrow topic?
Yeah.
Okay, because we got more to get into after this break and then a special guest coming up in overtime. It's the Rod Peterson Show, episode 151. Canada's only mid-morning sports talk show is coming to you from the bunker out here in Western Canada on Facebook Live and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Prairie Mobile is your SaskTel authorized dealer. Whether you're looking for talk, text, or data, shared, unlimited, or business plans, Prairie Mobile will help you find the SaskTel wireless plan that's right for you. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
My name is Karen Allen. I was diagnosed with breast cancer in 2007. The treatments themselves were difficult, but the care and attention that I received was phenomenal. But what if, with the advances in technology that have been made, having that better equipment would increase survival rates by 1, maybe 2%? That's people.
Saskatchewan Snow Beef is the highest quality beef you will find, bred, born, and raised in Saskatchewan. Snow Beef is the result of crossbreeding full-blood Wagyu males with Holstein females. Much like a fine wine, when given the proper care and diet, the Snow Beef genetics develop superior marbling and flavor. The culmination of these efforts is the best beef you can get in Saskatchewan. Saskatchewan Snow Beef is available at Crave Kitchen and Wine Bar on Victoria Avenue in Regina, or take some home to your own grill by purchasing it at Local and Fresh, 1377 Hamilton Street in Regina. For more information, follow them on Facebook or Instagram at Sask Snow Beef.
Hey, honey, can you get one of the kids to show me how this Twitter thing works? Honey, I need to get on Instagram. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Hope you're having as much fun as we are. Why are you? Derek's laughed through the entire break and hasn't told us why.
Because every time those break things come on, all I could think about is the one with Lynch. And then all I could think about is every single Friday, your Instagram picking up Lynch. And I literally...
That's what you're laughing about.
I giggle at it every Friday.
Everybody does.
Because he comes out of the house and he's... and he's just going. And you're just sitting there videoing him.
Well, the last one. This is your favorite part of the week, and it is. And
it is mine.
I'm talking to my mom on the phone.
So funny.
Like, the, you know... show over the weekend, and she's like, "Man, John Lynch has a spring in his step, doesn't he?" And
Fridays.
I'm like, "Yeah, like he's." She's like, "Yeah, I always watch on Rod's Instagram story every Friday. Man, he looks good. He's moving faster and faster every week that he comes out of that house. More energy."
Can I just say this?
I love it.
Before we go on television, I'll get before we lose our license. For those that don't know, my Instagram story, follow me on Instagram, Rod Peterson Official. Every Friday, I videotape Lynch coming out of his house on my story. Last week, did you hear what he said? He comes out of his house, he goes, "That's where I wiped my ass." And I said, "What? That's where I wiped out on my ass." "Well, that's not what you said." As he's coming down his driveway. That's what he's laughing about.
Oh, his poor neighbors.
Can I say that on?
Yes, you can.
Facebook, you can.
Oh, man.
Of course you can.
So everybody's got into the jersey discussion, which is totally cool. I should have waited maybe to come up with a poll question today for Capital Automall, Universal Collision Center. The question that we had going back to the warm-up is this the end of the Patriots dynasty? 61% of you on Twitter say yes. 28% of you on Twitter say no. And 11% of you say don't know. I might just change this question for the next 22 hours, and that is, are you a fan of Canada's black jerseys? Can you put the Facebook comments back up? Sorry, guys. Oh, yeah. Well, on the topic of jerseys, we'll get to the NHL All-Star jerseys. But Scott Clark, my buddy Scott, watching in Grand Prairie, Alberta, says the Black Hockey Canada jerseys are tremendous.
Yeah.
This guy's a marketer from way back. He's worked for various WHL teams, the Toronto Blue Jays. You guys know Scotty Clark. He ran Mosaic Place.
Of course.
When it opened. Super guy. And then Wayne in Victoria wants to talk about the CBA, which I get. Maybe for later in the week. But everybody's all over this jersey thing. And for our online listeners right now that are listening live, and we have 10 times as many people listening live than are watching, as our analytics show us, they're not going to see this. But Clark, put it up, please. A quick search of Twitter or Instagram or Google will show you the NHL All-Star jerseys. Why is everybody poo-pooing this? Now, so if you're an All-Star for the Winnipeg Jets, and you go to the All-Star game, this is what you're going to wear?
Yeah.
With your team logo on it?
Team logo.
Well, listen. I'm okay with just about anything. If you actually, listen. If you saw the orange Clarence Campbell conference jerseys from 1982, you'd be bitching about that.
Yeah.
When I say you, I mean the haters.
Yeah. The All-Star one is a tough one because they're never going to make everybody or even half the audience happy, yeah. I don't think. Because it is a tough one. Those just look like seriously.
Well, now look at the comments. See, this is the viewers are far yeah. smarter than we are.
Terry.
From Mark Zosel on Facebook, I just seen the NHL All-Star jerseys. Just saved myself $200. Hashtag hot mess. From Terry Carrier, he says, "Look, these look like something Giant Tiger would sell."
Yeah. They're not great.
It literally looks like a long sleeve T-shirt that you got.
It looks like a practice jersey.
And
actually,
iron
for our viewers, it's a black jersey with three thin pinstripes around the chest.
Horizontal stripes
and a logo.
Yeah.
Your team logo. What's wrong with that?
So it looks like something I could make at home.
Well, I like it a little bit more with the logo on the front. See, the NHL would always have the NHL logo on the front and then your team logo on the shoulder with the All-Star Game logo on the other shoulder. And so in that sense, it's an NHL All-Star jersey.
Yes.
So you need it to be dressed up and nicer and so that. But putting the team logo on, you need something pretty generic. So I think it works better with the team logo on the front that the jersey kind of is plain. And it all looks like one team with different jerseys on logos on the front.
I can't care enough because I don't care about the All-Star game. So for me to have an opinion is a little bit
I'll tell you what, I'm not the biggest fan either, but that's the one thing the WHL got away from what it used to be. We hosted in 1998 the WHL All-Star game, and we had a skills competition the night before. And we brought in the NHL skills gear, the targets, the radar gun. And it was back in the day, which they'd been doing for 20 years. The road All-Stars wore their road dub jerseys and the home All-Stars wore their white dub jerseys. And it was a thing of beauty.
Yeah.
The Lethbridge Hurricanes, the Calgary Wranglers, which weren't in the league when I, not in 98, but you get my point. We had a banquet. We brought in Dennis Hull spoke, Brent Peterson spoke, the Portland. I don't understand how they get away from that. At least the NHL is still doing it. And then we had John Scott on here. Did you see that
yes.
interview that day?
Yeah.
And although I thought that whole situation was making a mockery of the NHL All-Star process.
Kind of did.
It was one of the highlights of his life. And it was a hell of a story. And guess what? Everybody tuned in to see John Scott make a fool out of himself in the All-Star game. Turns out he's the MVP.
Yeah.
Wow.
And played great.
Yeah.
So
it was cool.
I'm just glad the NHL's still doing it.
Yeah.
And a lot of teams aren't, or leagues aren't.
No, and that's true. And it doesn't mean anything. It's not like they're, you know, playing this All-Star game for who has home ice advantage in the Stanley Cup or anything like that. It's for fun. I remember as a kid, I was glued all the time to it. And I loved the skills competition more than I loved the game, because at that time, I think the scores were like 18-17.
Oh, well,
right?
Still.
Whatever. I loved Owen Nolan picking his spot for the hat trick in his home rink. Didn't win the MVP. Couldn't believe that. That was insane. But I loved that kind of stuff. But I remember my dad didn't care about it. And as we grow out of that phase, we don't care about it. The kids, I think,
sure.
still do. Because it's a chance to see the players, helmets off, joking around, doing all the thing. And now they're doing the things that kids like. Superman capes, the mini sticks. They're relating to the kids. Those players, when we were kids, they didn't do that stuff because we didn't do that stuff, right? They related to us. It's about the kids.
Yeah, I'm kind of indifferent. I got a ton of opinions on it, but I don't necessarily really care about it. I'm not against it. I'm just not really for it. So I'm kind of lukewarm and don't really.
Darren's right about the kid. Go back to when you were a kid.
And that part I understand.
It's so not I'm like, for us,
yeah,
right?
Then you should have it, because I do remember those old the old orange Campbell Conference ones. God, they were uglier than.
Well,
sin.
Something flashed in my mind here. Something flashed in my mind about that. Again, these sports banquets that we do, and we'll be firing up that season pretty soon, have been. Tiger Williams tells the story of the 1981 NHL All-Star Game. Why he was in it, I have no idea. But he laid out Mike Bossy behind the net.
That probably went over well.
Oh, Tiger was not popular for that. Laid him out. Might have knocked him out behind the net. And was never invited back for an All-Star game after that.
I suspect not.
Because, of course, if you know Tiger, even now in these alumni games, he goes 180 mile an hour. As Wendell said in that documentary that was done this winter on the greatest slow pitch team ever played, you either play or you do not play. There's no in between. No rec hockey. Tiger's not out there for a little sweat. He's going to go 180 miles an hour.
I do enjoy when they had the Trans-Canada Clash a couple times.
Oh,
that got a little testy in the corners once in a while.
Hey, one more before we break and get into overtime. Brent Reimer writing us on Facebook, and he says, please, can I meet Lynch? He's a big ball of grown-up kid.
So back to
absolutely he is. And I
meeting
sit
our heroes.
Here,
meeting our heroes. There's Brent's hero.
I could sit here and tell you Lynch stories forever. But what's awesome about this show is it has rejuvenated Lynch. He's got a whole new demographic of fans. The biggest one is Joe Lizzito down in New York, who until we went on the air with his Facebook live show, he had no idea who Lynch is. He thinks he's the greatest thing ever. Everybody says the Don Cherry of football is John Lynch, and that's what he is. But, oh, you've heard the story about him and John Lipp going down to Mexico. Lipp won a trip to Mexico, took Lynch with him, the two Johns, and Lynch got kicked off the nude beach for taking photos. Back when there's disposable cameras.
I have not heard this
for $20.
Story.
Well, there was that. But Lynch, you about him getting more spry and stuff.
Yeah.
He works out. He goes to the gym. And he used to go to the U of R, Paul Schwann Center. And some guy wrote me anonymously, or I shouldn't say not. He emailed me. I didn't know who the guy was. And he says, listen, Lynch is like your dad. We don't want to say anything in the gym, but can you tell him not to drop weights and put them back? You know, gym etiquette, put them back where they're supposed to be on the weight rack. I wrote them back. How about you tell them to put the weights back? I'm not telling them. You tell them. Why should I have to tell them? Should I have to tell them?
No. Somebody told me to tell you to tell.
But people do. No. People do think of you as Lynch's guardian once in a while.
Oh, all the time. And yeah, I
do believe that.
That's a badge of honor for me.
I do believe that.
And as I've talked about with my brothers, we see him as a connection to our dad because they graduated together in Luther in 1957.
Oh, wow. Is Lynch in the Plaza of Honor yet?
You're just letting off stink bombs all over the place today, aren't you?
I don't know. I just had to. That's food for thought for another day.
Well, hopefully one day they do open up the Plaza of Honor to a media wing like every other Hall of Fame.
The John Lynch media wing.
Bob Hughes, John Lynch, you name it, Carm Carteri. We got to go.
Yep.
Especially before we get into trouble.
Thank you, please.
I'll talk about it in the break. We got a roll. Duke, thanks.
Appreciate it.
Got some gift certificates for you from the tap. You like the tap?
Love it. Love the wings.
It's awesome. All right. Overtime coming up next. It's the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
He's covering everything that matters to you. It's the Rod Peterson Show. Tune in live Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to noon to catch the show live and be a part of the action. Take control by commenting live and sharing the show with your friends.
2020 has officially arrived. It's time to trade and upgrade at Capital Ford Pre-Owned. We have a massive inventory of all make, all models pre-owned inventory, and you gotta see it to believe it. Trade up on this pre-owned 2018 Volkswagen Golf all-wheel drive for only $19,999 plus tax. Or get into this loaded pre-owned 2018 Ford Explorer all-wheel drive for only $32,999 plus tax. It's time to trade and upgrade at Canada's number one pre-owned Ford store, Capital Ford Pre-Owned.
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
You got something to say? You want to add to the show? What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something. Now, back to the studio with Rod.
Welcome back, everybody, to the overtime segment of a really hot show today. A lot of fun. Cody Fajardo with us, Les Lazarek, which, quite frankly, as the boys will tell you, I said, I just want two video guests a day, one an hour. Today has been perfect with that. And here is the overtime segment brought to you by Emerald Water. Are we supposed to say something about Emerald Water? Do you have something to say about Emerald Water? They're just great people.
Well, it makes great coffee, too.
No lead in it.
That's key. That's very key.
Sports on tap for the Tap Brew Pub and Eatery. Last night in the dub, Brandon beat Medicine Hat 4-3 at the Keystone. Red Deer beat PA 6-5 in PA in overtime. In what I hear was a wild game. A slobber knocker. Portland beat Spokane 5-3. Tonight, there's junior dub hockey all over the land. Edmonton is at Moose Jaw tonight. Here in Regina, the Pats host Prince George. Dupes will have the call to the Blades and the Rebels in Saskatoon. You're going, right?
Yeah, probably.
Have the roads cleared up at all, Chris Cater?
I don't know.
No?
Not at all.
Okay.
The visibility was really bad, too.
Medicine Hat at Winnipeg. And Victoria at Kelowna. That's tonight. SJ last night. Esteban thumped Yorkton 9-1 in Yorkton. That's a surprise. Weyburn blank Melville 3-0. Nipawin over Kindersley 5-1. And Humboldt was a 3-2 home ice winner over Notre Dame. Tonight, just one game. Nipawin's at the Battlefords because the Flin Flon at Melford game is postponed due to weather. And I learned today from Jamie Neugebauer's column at rodpeterson.com. Vinny Prospel's son, Vaslav Prospel, is a Melfort Mustang. How does Melfort end up getting all these guys?
Came from the Crusaders,
Sherwood Park.
Sherwood Park, yeah.
Ruslan Fedotenko was a Melfort Mustang.
Wow.
You're doing something right up there, Melfort. In the NHL tonight, the Jets are at the Leafs. Washington's at Philly, and Dallas is at LA. That is sports on tap for the Tap. Spend $100 in the Tap liquor store, and you'll get a $20 gift card to use in the brew house. Stop by and see him today.
See, here's the thing about going to Saskatoon to do the Blades game. And Les, I got his back forever, and I want to be there for every game. But there's only so many times you got that card to pull, be like, can you find somebody?
A weather card,
game?
Yeah.
You know, or whatever card. And I really kind of was hoping to pull that card on Saturday night to not be in Saskatoon. Because the Titans play Saturday night.
Yeah, welcome to broadcasting,
but
buddy.
Yeah, of course, and I know that, right? You never watch the games, but I won't. I won't pull that on Saturday night. Might have to tonight, though.
Well, so people are looking at this guy on the set, if they've seen him yet, My good and longtime friend Chris Cater joins us here from JLB Electric, but we're not here to talk about sparks, are we, Chris?
No, we're here to talk about North Regina Little League.
All right, what are we talking about, man?
We're talking about North Regina Little League is hosting the 2022 Major Canadian Championship.
Whoa!
So
that's what does that entail?
That sends the Canadian representative down to Williamsport to play in the
prestige. Oh, the big show.
The big show, yes. Yes, so at North Regina, we get a buy into the tournament, and we're looking to build a brand new park, or not a brand new park, but a brand new diamond.
Where are the games going to be played now? Is it
right at our facility? It's on the corner of 4th and Louvain.
Okay, excellent. What do you want people to know?
We're always looking for volunteers. We're always looking for sponsors to help out. We're a nonprofit organization. Anything and everything helps. You know, the city has been fantastic in the process of getting the approval for the new diamond. So
I got to know you through your sponsorship. You were a big time Pat sponsor.
Yes.
And you were a Warrior sponsor. Are you still?
No, not anymore.
But you had tickets in both places.
I did, yeah.
And a lot of folks, that's where I got to know Chris. I didn't know you're a huge baseball guy. How did that come about?
Played North Regina growing up. Played all the way through senior, and then was getting my son involved at the age of 4 and started to be involved with that, and started with coaching, and then got on the board of executive as a commissioner. Then I got on as the treasurer, and then a year ago I got voted in as the president. So it's been a whirlwind event. Been to Toronto, been on the Blue Jays field, been to Calgary, met Mike Soroka.
Wow.
A former Little League guy in Calgary, so it's a great honor.
That's super cool. Where is the state of baseball at in Regina? Because I know it's not south of the border where it's America's favorite pastime. You know, it is Saskatchewan, but where is baseball at? Because, you know, in the springtime, the diamonds are full.
The diamonds are full. Baseball has growing numbers. There's a lot of spring sports to do now, though. You have spring hockey, the Junior Pats, Titans, then you have...
Was flag football.
Flag football is huge now for anyone age 7 to 10. So we're on growing numbers. Our numbers have steadied throughout the last 4 or 5 years. So we're looking to promote baseball, right? You know, within Little League, that's the only league you have a chance to go play in a Little League World Series, international competition. There's Little League World Series all the way up from our major, which is age 11, 12, to our senior division, which is 15, 16. So in our new intermediate division, if you end up going to the Canadian Championship and winning that, you go down to Livermore, California, and it's all expense paid for the players and the coaches.
Well, the cool thing, I think we all watch Little League World Series every year when it comes on. TSN carries ESPNs, right? So we're all familiar with it. So what else would you like our viewers to know, Chris?
If you're looking to be involved, our registration is open for the upcoming 2020 season, and we're always looking for new members. We've structured it in three different divisions, from a fun division all the way up to your highly competitive division.
Awesome.
So
good stuff, buddy. Good seeing you.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Don't be a stranger.
I won't.
Still driving that big, beautiful white truck?
You bet.
All right.
All five of them.
I do see him from time to time on the road. And Clark or Totters put up on the Facebook wall, be sure and check out North Regina Little League on their Facebook page at North Regina Little League at Facebook. So, Dupes, what time are you hitting the road?
It would be early afternoon, so I'll go check that road report once we're off the air here.
You got stuff to do, and I see that we're out of time. Chris Cater, thank you.
Thank you.
Like I say, don't be a stranger. Thank Duke, thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks to Cody Fajardo today, Les Lazaruk, the crew behind this wall. And we will see you tonight at the Pats game. If you're going, get out and support junior hockey in your area. And we'll see you tomorrow at 10 a.m. right here on Facebook Live.
For more Rod Peterson On Demand, visit rodpeterson.com.